Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on July 3 regarding Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Downing, D-O-W-N-I-N-G. Keith Downing is a 56-year-old male who reports he injured his left foot at work on 5/19/21. Appeared he was pushing a 900-pound bin up an incline and felt spontaneous pain in his left foot. Appeared he did not strike, twist, or fall on it. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph, according to the medical records provided, Mr. Downing was seen on 5/24/21 at Unite Here, H-E-R-E, Health. Period. He complained of pain in the left foot, but did not convey any precipitating events, period. He denied any history of recent injury or trauma. But he does have a history of stress fracture in the same foot from several years ago, period. He took ibuprofen today, which did help a little, period. He was examined and found to have mild swelling along the lateral aspect of the left foot, with point tenderness along the proximal aspect of the fifth metatarsal, with discomfort to palpation of the fourth metatarsal. Period. He walked with a limping gait and does have pes planus. Period. He underwent x-rays that showed a minimally displaced fracture of the fifth metatarsal neck with incomplete stress fractures of the second and third metatarsals. Period. He was placed non-weight-bearing in a walking boot and referred to podiatry. Period. New paragraph on 5/27/21, he was seen by On-Site Innovations, who noted a history of hypertension, comma, low back pain, comma, hip and leg injury at work from 12/19/21. Period. He had been in pain management from 2015 through 2018 and had epidural injections. Period. He also suffered from obesity and left shoulder pain. Period. He related actually seeing the podiatrist named Dr. Iezzi, I-E-Z-Z-I, on 5/25/21, who applied a boot but no cast. Period. He was out of work for his podiatrist with follow-up on 7/6/21. Period. He related he was pushing a bin of clean linen around 100 pounds on a small ramp when all of a sudden he felt excruciating pain in the left foot. Period. He denied the wheel of the cart running over the foot, kind of twisting the foot or having it in contact with the hard surface. Period. He was advised about cold and heat therapy as well as use of Tylenol and BioFreeze. Period. He was referred by the nurse practitioner to Dr. Winters at Rothman. Period. New paragraph. She then saw podiatrist Dr. Winters on 6/3/21. When he diagnosed left minimally displaced / stable fifth metatarsal fracture that was work-related. Period. He reviewed x-rays from an outside institution that suggested possible second and third incomplete stress fractures of the metatarsals. Period. However, Dr. Winters did not appreciate this. Period. He was not at all tender in that region either. Period. Regardless, this can be treated in his boot. Period. He will weight bear as tolerated for the next 4 weeks and remain on sedentary duties. Period. He will wear his boot as a cast but can take it off for personal hygiene. Period. New paragraph on 8/27/21. A CAT scan of the foot was done to be inserted here. Period. He did participate in physical therapy. Period. A functional capacity evaluation was completed on 12/17/21. period, found he was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. He did see Dr. Winters through 1/10/22. Period. He had some mild residual swelling and soreness, but it was improving. Period. Dr. Winters reviewed his FCE with him and cleared him to return to work within its parameters. Period. At the FCE, the therapist ascertained a history of a stress fracture in the left foot about 10 years ago, for which he used a walking boot for 9 months. Period. Prior records show he was seen on 2/25/19 by Dr. Raman, R-A-H-M-A-N, at Unite Here Health. Period. He was a new patient with complaints of bilateral ear clog for 2 weeks. Period. He was already taking medication for high blood pressure and asthma. Period. There was no information documented relative to his left foot. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed bilateral onchomycosis and devitalization of the great toenails. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for left plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. There was mild tenderness to palpation from the mid to distal 2nd through 5th metatarsals on the left, but there was none on the right. Period. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to walk on his heels and toes, complaining of left foot pain. Period. He could walk on inverted ankles. Comma, bounce up and down on his feet. Comma, navigate a figure of 8 pattern. And stand independently on the affected left foot for a brief period of time. Period. He could not walk on everted ankles with his left side. Period. Impressions. Keith Downing alleges to have injured his left foot at work on 5/19/21 when he was pushing a heavy bin. Period. There was no specific trauma to the foot at that time. Period. He went to a local urgent care center where he had x-rays done. Period. They were thought to show up to 3 stress fractures in the left foot. Period. He then was seen by podiatrist Dr. Winters. Period. His review of the x-rays were that only the 5th metatarsal fracture was truly present. Period. Mr. Downing had a history of a prior stress fracture several years earlier, for which he was in a boot for 9 months. Period. X-rays or reports from that time were not supplied. Period. He did participate in an FCE on 12/17/21. Pretty followed up with Dr. Winters through 1/10/22 and was discharged from care within its parameters. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Did not find any swelling about the left foot. Pretty there was mild tenderness palpation from the 2nd through 5th metatarsals. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the feet and ankles were negative. Pretty ambulated with a physiologic gait, without a limp, and did not utilize a handheld assistive device. Period. New paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. Of course, review of his prior records pertaining to the left foot for a similar symptomatic episode may be illuminating in this matter. Period.